Time now for Conversations with the Mayors.
If it's locally owned, it's Copper Row. Organically grown, it's Copper Row. Your heart will warm, it's Copper Row. Got that hometown charm, it's Copper Row.
Conversations with the Mayors is presented by the Chamber. 1,000 members, 4 promises, and 1 purpose for a greater Chapel Hill Carrboro. Get more on them at carolinachamber.org. Talking Carrboro today, as per the song, and we are joined in the studio by Carrboro Mayor Lydia Lavelle on this Feel Free Friday. How are you?
Good. Good afternoon, Aaron.
Good afternoon. So we are officially a town council now. That happened.
We are. It happened. It's done.
It's done. Yeah. Now we've got to start getting used to it.
Oh, my gosh. And people are still finding out, really. Yeah. I saw... A mayor from the Triangle yesterday or today, and he said, well, when are you going to do it? I said, well, it's effective this week.
It happened.
He looked a little stunned.
So town council had its swearing in on Tuesday, right?
We did. It was a great occasion. We properly applauded Bethany Cheney as she left the Board of Aldermen. And then we welcomed Susan Romaine as she joined the town council.
Right.
And then, of course, Sammy Slade and Damon Siles rejoined, I guess. And then Barbara Fushi is going to be our mayor pro tem for the upcoming term. You know, I was thinking about it this week. It's kind of like a series of parties, because then we had that swearing in. A lot of us went to Chapel Hill swearing in the next night. I couldn't go last night, but it was the school board. Next week is Hillsborough's. You know, I really love the kind of collegiality of the electeds as they kind of make the rounds among all these swearing-ins.
Yeah. It's also kind of a significant thing when one board member steps down and another one comes on. Bethany Cheney's been on the board for several years. Tom Stevens next week after 14 years is stepping down. So
What
I hear, the whole town is having like a whole bunch of farewell parties. So
I'm sure Tom loves that. But you know, like, yeah, right, Donna Bell, a lot of us were there, and
we worked
with Donna Bell for years and years. And so it was really, you know, kind of awesome to give her a proper send off, I think. And so at our board meeting on Tuesday, which I guess is a council meeting, which I have to get used to saying, I ended the evening before we had our little reception with a poem that I had written to kind of mark the occasion of our first date as the town council. So I'd like to read that to you if
I can.
Go
for it.
It's entitled The Council. For years we went as aldermen, and others did the same. It's quaint. It's cute. It's us, we said. We don't need to rename. But alderman means elder man, an antiquated name for folks who want to represent everyone the same. So recent years had made us think, had time come to make change? And so we thought and talked of this, although it still seemed strange. But here we are this Tuesday night, the third day of December, and when I speak of others now, I'll need to call them member. We're council now, a new motif, a fresh description hence. And so, my friends, let's bask in it. It really does make sense.
Awesome.
Yeah. It encapsulates, I think, one of the reasons that we said we should change our name, and that is whenever I talk to anyone, and I used to say, yeah, it's the Board of Aldermen, it's like a town council. So now
exactly,
we have to go
there. So. Yeah. Now it's just Chicago's problem.
Right, there you go. That big city. Well, they get paid more.
They get paid to deal with it. Yeah, they can explain. They're getting paid by the hour. So that happened. Other things that happened at the meeting? I think it was just mostly organizational, right?
Yeah, just organizational. We adopted our calendar for the upcoming year, and we also adopted our list of assignments for the boards and commissions. And there was a little flipping around of that. There are some boards and commissions people like to stay on, but there was some mixing up. And, you know, of course, with a new person in, there'll be a new person in as the liaison to some of those boards. So that's always kind of fun, too.
Yeah. Speaking with Carrboro Mayor Lydia Lavelle, townofcarrboro.org for more information on the town government, the town council, and more, including upcoming meetings and schedules. You were just at a meeting yesterday and today, right? Metropolitan mayors?
Yeah. So about twice a year, we have a gathering of the Metropolitan Mayors Coalition. And this is always our big one. It's usually a couple weeks after the election. Most recently, it's been this first week or so in December, and we rotated around. You know, one of the host cities, you know, kind of has us all there for a day and a half, and it's an awesome opportunity to see what a member organization is doing, to hear from folks that are, you know, high up in state government and others that we can all get information from. And then even more importantly than any of that is just kind of getting to hang out and chat with other mayors about common issues and threads and concerns. And the really awesome thing about this group is that it's a bipartisan group. I mean, most, I would say most of the mayors are fairly liberal, but there are some that are, you know, Republicans, more conservative. But we find that, you know, probably 98% of the issues we deal with are the same across the board. But we had a really good lineup this time. I'll just tell you a couple of the folks we heard from yesterday. And this was in Greensboro. Mm-hmm. So one of the things we got to do yesterday, which was kind of awesome, was in the morning we heard from a group called the North Carolina Cities Initiative Project. Excuse me. Zach Ambrose is with them, and this is a group. It's a coalition of cities working on climate change concerns that are of statewide importance. And we're a member of that, as are several other groups, several other cities in the state. But anyway, we came up with this list. They've been working on this list of how we can effectuate addressing climate change from a statewide level. So that was interesting. At lunch, we heard from Josh Stein. He came and spoke to us about, you know, like the opioid epidemic, as well as robocalls or other things that affect cities and so on. And then the afternoon, we went on electric buses. Greensboro might be the first in the state to actually Asheville has some smaller ones, but Greensboro has a pretty large fleet of electric buses that have just arrived. And so we rode in electric buses, and we went out to Piedmont PTI Airport in Greensboro and got a really cool tour of, who knew that an airport could be so cool.
I saw some pictures of this, yeah.
Yeah, we, you know, all we ever do is as just us, right? We all just kind of ride, you know, kind of we take flights in and out, but we like went behind the scenes and saw where, for example, it's the headquarters for Honda airplanes. Like, Honda makes airplanes, okay?
Okay.
And so that picture you saw was a bunch of us in front of some little airplane that some star probably ordered. The airplanes are like $5 or $6 million per airplane, and they make 40 to 50 of them a year.
Wow.
And they construct them and manufacture them and paint them all out there. So that was cool. There's a FedEx, huge FedEx kind of tracking place out there. So I saw, you know, whenever you order something, you know something's coming through on UPS or something, or FedEx, you know that's where it is. But anyway, we saw several, you know, kind of behind the scenes kind of things that go on that you never really see.
That's
as
awesome.
Just a person who's taking a flight. But and during that, we got to hear from the Department of Transportation Chair Mike Fox, who he's actually the chair of the NCDOT, and he's also over our district. And we got to hear from Tony Copeland. He's the Commerce Secretary. And then afterward, we went back to the hotel. And then that evening, we had a nice dinner out near the Coliseum. And our guest speaker last night was Tom Ross.
Tom
Ross, the former, you know,
UNC
president.
Yeah.
So it was really kind of awesome to hear him because, boy, he's had a great career. I mean, he was lawyer, judge, you know, Smith Reynolds, I think, you know,
yep.
Davidson, UNC, and now he's involved with a...
Did he have anything to say about $2.5 million? Or
he stayed away.
Okay,
he did
yeah.
not say that. He had some really good, well-prepared remarks, though, just, you know, as I would expect. He's so awesome. He just kind of directed it at challenges of municipalities and mm-hmm. towns. And one of the big things he was harping on was, you know, how are we going to have young innovators, these young folks, have an interest in working for local government? What can mm-hmm. we do to attract them and to show them, hey, it's really a cool place to work,
yeah.
you know, that kind of thing.
What do you take away from the airport tour that you bring back as to a municipality that may not have one?
Yeah, well, for me, it was really just kind of observation.
Right.
But you know, Steve Shull talked to me a little bit about their involvement, even at RDU, you know, just kind of understanding how these different, every municipality, every town has these kind of different kind of working arrangements and partnerships. And, you know, and the takeaway from that was, because a lot of us ask questions like, you know, how much sales tax comes out of this, or how much, you know, were there any incentives, or how much are you going to expand, or, you know, what's the real benefit to the community? And the real benefit, of course, is, you know, are the jobs. The jobs are awesome out there, thousands of jobs. And then, you know, that trickles into your local economy then, you know, and that in and of itself, that's probably even enough, right? But it was just kind of interesting to hear about it because it's like an airport authority. Mm-hmm. So they all, you know, appoint different people to the authority. So, and then today, we actually this morning had a visit from Lieutenant Governor Dan Forrest.
Okay.
And so he came and spoke to the Metro mayors. And I think it was yesterday he filed to run for governor mm-hmm. and just kind of talked in general about his thoughts and vision. Then he took a lot of Q&A from us, which was really interesting, too.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
Did he have anything to say about $2.5 million?
He did not.
Okay.
He did
Everyone talking around this. That's fair.
Yeah, it's interesting. Yes, some people are staying away from that, I guess.
Yeah. Speaking with Carborough Mayor Lydia Lavelle. So back, townofcarborough.org for more information on town government. So back in Carborough, the town just got recognized as a silver-level bike community, right?
We did. And we were already a silver-level bicycle community. And so, you know, I want to say there might be some disappointment because we were
going for
gold
this year.
Right,
yeah.
Right. And, you know, just to put it in perspective, you know, the entry level is bronze. And municipality-wise across the country, there are 347. Silver, there are 102. And then gold, there's only 34.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then platinum, actually, there's 5. So we're still in pretty good company. We're in being silver. We and Chapel Hill are the only two in North Carolina. We were first, and they are now also silver. And there are a few other towns now that are bronze. So we maintained our current standing. And you do have to reapply every 4 years to maintain your standing. It's part of what I did was study the stats a little bit today. And there are some towns that try to get it and just get honorable mention. Like they don't even make it to bronze.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, happy we didn't slip. Goodness, you know, that would be terrible. But
yeah
to shoot for the gold, you know, you get a great scorecard from the league, and they really spell out, you know, where you scored well, where you could do a little bit better. Part of what I read too is, you know, not only do they look at what we've submitted and our metrics and everything toward different goals, but they also solicit input from the bicycle community and the folks that live in the community. I know one of the categories where it seems like we could definitely improve is enforcement, promoting safety and protecting bicyclists' rights. And we've been, you know, trying to work on that, but that's a ongoing hard problem. But we, you know, there are other areas, engineering, our bicycle network. One thing they noted was that our bicycle plan is currently in the process of being updated. Mm-hmm. Maybe it would have helped us if we had finished the update by now. But, you know, overall, when I look at the different categories and how we're doing, you know, we're doing great, but, you know, there's certainly room for improvement. And as we continue to finalize our bicycle plan and get a lot of that implemented, hopefully when we apply again in 4 years, we'll get that gold rating.
Do you know what the 5 platinum ones are? I assume Portland and 4 other ones.
Yeah, I started to kind of look a little for that. I didn't have enough time because I wish just said that you have to click on each state. I did notice it seemed like Virginia was really dark. So that must mean there are some cities in Virginia. I noticed Florida was kind of dark. Now, that's probably, you know, also weather, right? But I did see, like, out in Colorado looked a little dark. So I imagine if I dug a little deeper, that's probably where the platinums are. But, there's 5 of them. You're right, 5 municipalities. If I find out, I'll let you know.
Okay, yeah. Speaking with Carborough Mayor Lydia Lavelle, again, townofcarborough.org for more information. Other things people ought to know about in town, upcoming events?
Yeah, so we have this outreach meeting that's going to be next Tuesday, December 10th, and that's going to be in the board room, and it's called Green Neighborhoods Outreach Meeting. And so this is an effort to get our community climate action plan down to the neighborhood level. So anyone who wants to be a part of our community's efforts toward addressing climate change, which I think is everyone, if you can take the time to kind of look over our plan, and there's a link to it, of course, on the website, but we've outlined just a lot of different ways that neighborhoods can, at the grassroots level, you know, try to kind of start to address, you know, from the ground up, our climate change challenges. And by this effort, there's going to be 2 sessions on Tuesday night. The first one is from 5 to 6:30, and the second one is from 6:45 to 8:15, so about an hour and a half. And I think this is an effort from our planning staff to recruit folks from various neighborhoods. We've been trying to figure out exactly how to kind of mark off neighborhoods so that, you know, for example, if I lived in a community where I thought we should all try to go in and create some community gardens or a common community composting area, like what's going to be my boundary or who can they call on in this area to get out the word about X. So part of this is starting the process of how do we develop this network of neighborhood folks so that we can then start to work toward implementing various parts of the plan.
Are there specific boundaries between one neighborhood and another? That's
I never thought
about that,
right,
but that's
right.
Useful to have.
Yeah, we tried to talk about, you know, how would we break up the town, and Of course, there are some natural, for example, HOAs, right? Mm-hmm. And then there are just some natural areas, you know, like where you say, oh, yeah, they live in Webwood, you know, or, oh, yeah, they live in Plantation Acres or whatever.
Right.
But the key is, you know, making sure we include everyone in some facet, you know, or fashion. I'd even suggested, well, maybe even precincts, you know, like precincts where people mm-hmm. vote. I mean, that's one way of kind of defining people, but it might be easier to drill it down a little bit more than that.
Yeah,
for example,
yeah.
having someone at this apartment or someone at that apartment or whatever. But just, you know, some kind of a way to have a kind of a, I guess, a ringleader, you know, to kind of rally the troops and get the word out to them.
When people want to get in on that, the meeting is Tuesday night, Town Hall, 7 o'clock, is that
yeah,
right?
Yeah, there's two different sessions.
Okay.
One begins at 5, and then one begins at 6:45. And if you're not able to be there, what you could do is get in touch with Laura Janway with the town, and her information is on the website in the newsflash. And again, if you kind of read about it, it says they are working to identify community champions to help reduce greenhouse gas emissions and build community within neighborhoods. Come to this meeting prepared to discuss specific projects that you want to champion within your neighborhood. And again, you can get a lot of good ideas by looking at our Community Climate Action Plan.
Awesome. And then I presume we'll talk about this more next week as well, but it will be coming up within minutes after we finish talking, the holiday tree lighting ceremony next week, Friday, and a whole bunch of other holiday events as well, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I'll be leaving here next Friday and running to Town Hall. No, it'll begin at 6, so I'll be okay. But yeah, we'll have our tree lighting, and then, of course, the next morning it'll be the holiday parade, and we're going to be walking in that as usual.
Awesome. Again, townofcarborough.org for more information on town government. Mayor Lydia Lavelle, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.